Broadcasting from the financial capital of the world, this is NBRFM, New York City.
Welcome back to the show. My next guest is in Watertown, Massachusetts. He is a masseuse, licensed massage therapist in the state of Massachusetts. Please welcome Morgan Sutherland. Hello, Morgan.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
No problem. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
All right. So, Morgan, tell us a bit about what you do.
Well, I have a private massage practice specializing in deep tissue massage and cupping for chronic pain and sports injuries.
Okay.
And so So I've had it since 2003 in Watertown.
All right. So sports injuries. So somebody strains their lower back. Somebody pulls a muscle in their leg. That's what we're talking about here?
Yeah, but people that are runners, people are cyclists or rowers, all kinds of athletes. But there's also the desk jockeys, too. People that sit at their desk a lot, but then they work out really hard on the weekends, or they do 5Ks, or they do marathons. It could be a lawyer is training for a marathon. But if someone who has sports injuries or they want to prevent injuries, they'll come in and I'll work on a specific problem with them, say their quads or their calves, they cramp a lot, or their ankles or Achilles tendon. So I'll just do like specific, you know, deep tissue massage combined with cupping.
Okay, so it's for guys who sit at a desk all day and host a radio show, and then they go to play basketball after work.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know who. I'm just asking for a friend.
Yeah, no, that's common. Weekend warriors are people that are really into very competitive sports, and they push themselves really hard, and then they get sore and they get injuries. Getting a massage is a great way to speed the recovery.
All right. So, how did you learn how to do this?
Well, I went to the Bancroft School of Massage Therapy in Worcester. And that was back in 1999. I enrolled in massage school, and I was the first in my class to actually get licensed in a town called Newton, Mass., where I grew up. And so I actually worked at a day spa while I was still a student. While everyone else was a student, I had about 6 months left on my schooling, but I still was actually working as a student, but I was also getting experience working in a day spa doing massage, more Swedish massage, relaxation.
Okay. The training, was it difficult?
It's about a little under 800 hours. I think it's like 720 hours. It had been a while since I'd had anatomy and physiology, maybe back in like high school. And so I actually went to a community college and I took anatomy and physiology level 1 and 2 right before I enrolled in massage school, so that when I did have to take the courses, I actually had enough experience. And so I was able to ace all of my quizzes and tests.
Right. And of course, you know, that allows you to take in the information a little bit better and remember it, right?
I felt like it was a great decision to take the training at the community college before I went to massage school, because when I was interviewing at the massage school, I realized there was going to be quizzes and tests every single week. And I thought it would be simpler, but apparently by the time I graduated, 20% of my class did not graduate with me. So it was pretty challenging.
Okay. All right. And what inspires you to want to help people, you know, sort of feel better?
Just delivering results. I've been fortunate enough to get a lot of, you know, positive feedback and reviews on my massage experience. Grew up with a father that was a filmmaker, and he had chronic pain, and he would get a neuromuscular therapy, which is a kind of trigger point massage. And he was getting it every week. And as a kid, you know, growing up, you know, he'd wear neck braces. My mom would have to give him ice massages, and he had this like electric massager that he would use on himself, and he was in pain and he worked really hard, and the massage therapist would definitely make a big impact on him, so he wouldn't be as grumpy and you wouldn't see him wearing the neck braces all the time. And so it inspired me. Right after college, I taught English in Costa Rica and came back and realized it wasn't for me teaching English, and I went to massage school and I was able to replace his massage therapist. And just seeing the results that I could deliver on the clients that I currently see now, and, you know, the reviews that I get online and the feedback I get, I know that I'm helping people. I see regular clients like weekly and every other week, and I get really good feedback. Their injuries are less. And some people that, you know, came into me for a back massage because they had back pain, we would reassess, you know, how long we've been working together. And they couldn't remember because those original aches and pains that they'd come into me initially were gone. And so we'd just be you know, kind of dealing with whatever was happening now versus like the old injuries would have disappeared. So I think that's what's inspired me to kind of keep going and helping people.
And what are your goals for the future you hope to accomplish?
Well, I recently launched this cupping massage mastery course. I teach silicone cupping for massage therapists, and I launched that, and it's now online. I teach it on, there's a course called Udemy.com. It's one of the courses now that's very popular. I like to sort of continue teaching. That's an online course. I like to maybe teach that as a live workshop, and then I want to get into teaching massage marketing for massage therapists. Because I've been doing massage now for about 18 years, and I've had a lot of success, and I wanted to sort of share my success with them, and teach client, you know, teach massage therapists, you know, how to get clients, how to keep them, how to retain them, how to get them to come back. On top of all that, I've also self-published several books on Amazon, and so that's something I want to continue doing. You know, just kind of getting my name out there and just kind of writing and writing about my experience as a massage therapist, and also a lot of self-care information.
All right, excellent. What's the best way to contact you for more info?
You can go directly to my website, morganmassage.com, and there you can see my availability. There's a book now button. I use GenBook, and I have a lot of blog posts I've written for a number of years, and some of them have gone really viral. You can see my books. You can see my courses, my cupping course. There'll be a link on there. So that's the best way to find me.
All right, perfect. Morgan, thanks for coming on the show. Appreciate your time.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back with more after this short break. NBRFM.